mother and friends. You cross a hearth at last.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. Welcome from the multiverse, wherever you find yourself vibrating. Attune this way, and let us have some fun. Today, join as we wander in auspicious coincidence together. Welcome back to Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. We're going to finish the first Spirit Foot story, the last, the conclusion, and of course, the beginning of many, many more. Spirit Foot, Death's Gifts, Night 3. Sitting in a cavern of a courtroom, Spirit Foot realized she was dreaming. All of her messages and quests had come through dream, and so she settled to come alongside with whatever may be coming. She watched as beings vast as space came to stand under Death's gaze. Death held each being under the weight of the law of his love, Lady Lily, who sat by his side, showing record of each being's tapestry of life. The dance of judgment was unending. Spiritfoot found a new thing to be afraid of, and Death held the role with ease and composure, settled into the role until the end of days. Spiritfoot found her nature and her ground within, and stepped into auspicious coincidence, as this was the moment. The invitation had been given, and her audience with Death was imminent. An offering was about to be made, so she found all that was her best and all that was the rest, taking her place in the queue to stand in judgment at Death's court. Dreams danced, and the line moved in liquid, surreal play of light and sound. First thought as she approached, Death is sweet. Joy crested and broke through as she approached. And Spiritfoot realized that of all the things she had found to fear, Death was not one of them. She offered all and stepped through into the palace of Mahamudra, all Death's secrets revealed. Death showed Spiritfoot how the fire transforms, how Death is life, the fire, and the beautiful insects, how they help me to make my magic happen. Do you see my wisdom in the letting go? Let it all burn, just as you did in fire's flame. See how fire gives back to the mother to fill the creation's needs, taking the stench and rot that all fear in my name and turning, burning them, this burning funk into a thread of life and building blocks of creation. Fun, right? Spiritfoot fell in love on the spot. Yeah, fun. Life and death is one. You are teaching me that there is nothing to fear, as the fire will meet it all with love in the end. Not in the end. In the moment of offering. Look into the fire. Death turned his attention to the great blaze at the center of his courtroom. Take your time. Not all see it. Spiritfoot loved Death more as she offered this grace. She understood Lady Lily's devotion. See the surrender. See how the fuel lets go to the flame. So soothing. You can hear the surrender in the crackling. Let go into the intelligence of the flame. Let it take you onto all of the pathways of the gods. The celestial highways are my domain. And no, I do not own them. And they are stewarded by the nature of life itself. Spiritfoot found herself becoming a bit disappointed. I came all this way to learn so much, and yet I still do not understand the meaning or purpose of fear. Death smiled. Now your journey comes to fruition. For as the great judge of all, in the realm of beauty and beyond, I will look into you, Spiritfoot, and we will find a way to meet this need together. Stand across from me, let the fire blaze between us, and we will begin the ritual. Death's handsome visage looked deeply into her being, traveled all the paths, hidden and visible, to find the need that drove Spiritfoot's quest. He smiled and spoke. You waited 3 days and nights for my invitation. And so, due to my lack of hospitality, I would like to offer you a boon, Spiritfoot, and send you free of debts from my domain. There is nothing left to offer. Now it is my turn to act. You came to my domain and took your fears and made them into friends. Santos, Rontos, Fire, and Lady Lily all came forward. My friends are now your friends. As I look into your being, I know your fear. And your friends and I have decided to resolve that fear, Spiritfoot, so that you can continue to wander and trust auspicious coincidence, bringing the protection of kindness to all. I would like to offer my friends and my love a home in your foot, so you will always have your spirit tribe and never have to fear again. Space, relative as it might be, opened glorious abodes for each of her friends and many empty rooms for spirits who might need a safe port in a storm. Spirits have many homes, many anchors to the material world, and now you hold the joy and responsibility of taking care of spirits when they are in need. Lady Lily, Fire, Santos, and Rontos will always be there to help you in your journeys. Until we meet again, my friend. Yes, thank you. She hugged death hard, deep, and long, not letting him go until he had made his full offering to the fire. No ash, just love. Spiritfoot returned home with her tribe in her foot. Oh, wow, feel the love. Thank you all for joining me today and joining the Lowly Yogi Tales and Other Stuff podcast. What a story feast we had, and we're going to do it again soon. If you love the tales, please feel free to follow the Lowly Yogi wherever he may go and share it with those you love. Hey, until next time, play us out, Monkey Max. Play us out.
Earth Mother and friends, you cross a hearth at last. Long have we grieved while the king of demons had his way. But no longer, no longer, it's time to dance and sing. This is the time when the golden age begins. As we welcome love and peace and ease may never cease. Welcome joy and bliss and all the eyes of the serpent's kiss. Welcome mother, welcome child, welcome body tender and mild. Welcome protection and welcome friends. It's been a long wait, but now the golden age begins. Welcome spring, summer and fall, winter is Persephone's and sweetest of all. Welcome immortality, welcome all. It's time to dance and sing as the golden age begins. Welcome all your yogis, and we call you in. Welcome all you protectors, and we call you in. Welcome all you yogis as the golden age begins.